Check. Test. It's not a touch screen, right, Brad? I got a mouse over. Title of our lesson this morning is A Bright and Shining Star. For those of you that wondered where I was this morning, where is Don? Where'd he go? Where's he at? Is he here? My wife was that close to calling. Where are you at? Are you on your way? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe somebody else was. I'm not the star of the show, folks. Jesus is the star of the show. So when you come here and you don't see somebody, where's Jesus? I wonder if Jesus is with them. Who did you come seeking? A preacher, a song leader, a brother and sister, or Jesus, the bright and shining star? We tend in our lives to forget how bright and shining he is and how great he is in our lives. I don't know about you. I need to be reminded of that. I'm glad of this time of season because I'm busier and busy. I got things I want to do, things I want to go, things I want to eat. But this season, time of the season, helps me to remind me of Jesus. What do you do in your life to remind you of the bright and shining star? Open God's Word. Maybe pray. You have a routine. Maybe something. Look at your kids, your grandkids. Say, man, I'm thankful. As we look at God's Word this morning in the passages of our lesson, to consider Jesus, the bright and shining star. From the beginning of time to when the time he walked on earth, even today. He's not a falling star like, you know, shooting star, bad company. I'm dating myself a little bit. A lot of people perceive Jesus as a shooting star, a fallen star, a star that doesn't have any brightness or shine anymore. But that's not true. He's just as bright and as shining today as he was 2,000 years ago. So my question in our lives is, if he's not that bright and shining, what's the common denominator there that's hindering you from recognizing him as bright and shining in this world and in our lives? The star which they had seen in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. God uses in his holy word brightness and stars and shining and things that are bright to tell us what is good, tell us what we should look forward to. I went up and worked on a cabin this weekend, and I took with me 3 500-quartz lights. One of them is on its own. Two of them are on a stand. I couldn't remember what all. I plugged in a small one, so I knew it worked, and I took the stand with the double lights to work on the cabin because I don't have no lights in there or anything. So I turn the lights on, and the double stand doesn't work. There's two lights gone, but the single one does. And it was bright. If you stood right in front of it, it blinded you, and that's just a little 500-quartz light. And as I worked, my hands got cold, and I went over there, and I said, I put my hands on that light. There's enough heat coming off that light to warm my hands, a little bit of what I was doing up there. A little 500-quartz light warmed my hands, gave me light to work by. Doesn't even compare to the brightness and the shining star and the light that Jesus gives us in our lives. They rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. When you recognize something God has done in your life, do you look at your spouse and say, God, you made me settle? Or do you look at your spouse and say, thank you, Lord? Do you see a bright and shining light? Do you see a path that God's given you in this life? A blessing. Your children. Oh, I got to pay for them. I got to spend time with them. Oh, they just don't listen to me. You go on and on and on. Or do you look at them and say, a gift of life? God's given me those children, those grandchildren. Are you seeing life through the eyes of the Savior, bright and shining star? Or are you putting a basket over your light? How you see things. We'll look at a passage Jesus talks about in a minute. In Acts chapter 26, it is written, while thus occupied, as I journeyed to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests, at midday, O king, along the road I saw light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining around me and those who journeyed with me. And when we had all fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me and saying in the Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads. And so I said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness, both of the things which you have seen, and of the things which I will yet reveal to you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles, to whom I now send you, and open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision, but declared first to those in Damascus and in Jerusalem and throughout all the region of Judea, and then to the Gentiles that they should repent and turn to God and do works befitting repentance. And I saw a light from heaven brighter than the sun shining around me and those who journeyed with me. Folks, how many times in your life have you seen a bright light from heaven? Maybe not as miraculous as this. Maybe we say, I never. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. Or you go about your life and all of a sudden, bam, Jesus says, what are you doing? Bright and light. Bright shining star, light bulb up over the head. I shouldn't be doing this. Oh, no wonder. Oh, it is written. I don't know if Jesus has ever said to me, Don, why are you persecuting me? He may have said, Don, why aren't you following me? Don, why did you do that? Don, why'd you say that? And when he speaks to us through his holy word and his Holy Spirit, we need to be able to recognize that light, that bright and shining light that's guiding our path. Because Jesus has things he wants to reveal to us. Jesus has plans for us. From now and until eternity, he has plans for us. Jesus has not given up on us. Let me ask us, is anybody in here giving up on somebody in their life? I'm not spending more time with them. They're a waste of my time. Yes, no, maybe so. How many has had people give up on us and our lives? You're no good. I don't want to be around you. I don't call you anymore. Don't text. Disfriend me. Jesus is the bright and shining star. How many, what do we got? In Hollywood, they call it what? The Walk of Fame, is it? Where they have all the stars in the ground? For, I think there's musicians and I think it's celebrities, really. I don't think it's pertaining just to film industry. You know, and there's people that come along to some of them stars and stomp on them and scratch them out and deface them because they're hateful and they're ignorant. And people do the same thing to Jesus and his bright shining star and the truth of his word. They stomp on it and they spit on it and they tell people it's not the truth because of ignorance and of hate. And I plead with us not to follow people as such, because some of those people are smart people, educated people, people we love, people we care about. Solomon, one of the wisest people ever walked this face of this earth, says this in Proverbs chapter 4. Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered, and when you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let it go. Keep her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked. Do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass on, for they do not sleep unless they have done evil, and their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence, but the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter to the perfect day. The path of the just is just like shining sun. When you say no to sin and no to Satan, you're just like shining sun. When you decide to say, Jesus, you're my Lord and my Savior, your path is just like that of the shining sun. Solomon said, listen, listen, listen. Watch what you do. Watch what you say. Watch who you hang out with. Watch where you go. And Solomon might put it this way today. Be careful what you watch. Be careful what you type. Be careful what you text. What you Snapchat. I go on and on. Be careful what you do. It's a reflection of you. You know what? I hope you're doing all those things and are shining like the sun. But we're friends with people we love and people we've known throughout our lives that aren't following Jesus. And it's tempting to want to be chummy with them when they're ungodly and say ungodly things and do ungodly things. And we need to be a light set on a hill. We need to be strong in our faith to say no to sin. Doesn't mean you have to get out the sword and lop somebody's head off. No. Jesus said, my word's not of this world. But the problem is, we want to be friends with everybody And then so we start accepting their beliefs and their sin and their understanding of Jesus. And they've dimmed Jesus down. And let us not let anybody dim Jesus down in our lives. Yeah, I want to look at this. Hang on, can I go back? Can't go back. Anyways, look at the picture behind the scripture. I wanted to ask a question, and I can't go back one slide for some reason. What do you see in that picture? Is there a way I can go back? Can I just hit the back? It's not letting me do that. Anyways, here's what I wanted to see. It's a whole bunch of stars. See all the stars in the background? I'll show them out. See all the stars? All kinds of stars. There's all kinds of stars. There's all kinds of people that want to shine in your life, want to tell you what to do, want to tell you how to get to heaven, and there's only one Jesus. There's only one bright and shining star. And if people don't direct you to him, be aware. Because let's read this passage and see what Jesus says about some of those type of people. Those people that were the Jewish nation leaders and religious leaders. And while the crowds were thickly gathered together, he began to say, "This is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, and no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah the prophet. For as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so also the Son of Man will be to this generation. The Queen of the South will rise up in judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and indeed a greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh will rise up in the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and indeed a greater than Jonah is here. No one, when he has lit a lamp, puts it in a secret place or under a basket, but on a lampstand, that those who come in may see the light. The lamp of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body is also full of light. But when your eye is bad, your body is also full of darkness. Therefore, take heed that the light which is in you is not darkness. If then your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, the whole body will be full of light, as when the bright shining of the lamp gives you light. Take heed that the light which is in you is not darkness." Why would Jesus say that? And who is he saying it to? I plead with us, brothers and sisters and friends, follow Jesus. Look unto him. Because when you look to others for the light and the bright and shining star, guess what? Well, why do we keep doing that? Why do we keep expecting Jesus to be in some other form than what he says he is here? We need to listen to the words of Jesus when he says, "Take heed." And he says that those who come in may see the light. It's not forwarding. Good picture, by the way, Tony. Bright and shining star through the clouds. Thank you. You always pull up a great picture. I appreciate you taking the time and a quick time to be able to do that. Wish I could remember the passage that's next, because I just pulled it up, but yep, that's, you're right, next one. Yep, that's a good one. We'll do that one right there. Yeah, that's okay. That's kind of, let's see if I got it. That's what I wanted to say. Look at all them stars. There's only one Jesus. Only one Jesus. And then he spoke to certain Pharisees and asked him to dine with him. So he went in and sat down to eat. And when the Pharisees saw it, he marveled that he did not first wash before dinner. And the Lord said to him, "Now you Pharisees make the outside of the cup and the dish clean, but your inward part is full of greed and wickedness. Foolish ones, did not he who made the outside the inside also? But rather give alms of such things as you have, then indeed all things are clean to you. But woe to you Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs, and pass by justice and the love of God. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone. Woe to you, Pharisees, for you love the best seats in the synagogue and greetings in the marketplace. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like graves which are not seen, and the men who walk over them are not aware of them." Jesus uses, after he's, this is a continuation of the passage that we just looked at about Jesus talking about light and being a light, and a light that's not hid. So after he tells you what the true light is, then he starts, he gives us the formula, he gives us the ingredients, he loves us, he never leaves us null and void. Never, ever, ever. But he says, you're too worried about mint and rue and all manner of herbs. Can you imagine that? He uses simple things like that. Precious things probably in their culture at that time. It's more important to wash your hands and smell good than it is to worry about justice and the love of God. I don't want to diminish what we're going through in our country, brothers and sisters and friends, but it's more important than all the things people are telling us to do. Let's make sure we don't pass by justice and the love of God. And continuing, Jesus says this. He here he is, he's talking to the scribes and the Pharisees and all the religious people and the rulers of the nation. And then who's he to talk to? I don't know why this keeps doesn't it. Talks to lawyers. Imagine that. Imagine that. And what does he say to the lawyers? Well, when one of the lawyers answered and said to him, "Teacher, by saying these things, you are a reproach to us." Lawyers have had attitudes for 2,000 years. Just like back then, they need to repent, just like Jesus says. Let's see what Jesus said to lawyers. "Woe to you also, lawyers, for you load men with burdens hard to bear, and you yourselves do not touch the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe to you, For you build the tombs of the prophets, and your fathers killed them. In fact, you bear witness that you prove the deeds of your fathers, for they indeed killed them, and you build their tombs. Therefore, the wisdom of God also said, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they will kill and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets which was shed from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the temple. Yet I say to you, it shall be required of this generation. Woe to you, lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter in yourselves, and those who were entering in you hindered. And he said these things to them. The scribes and the Pharisees began to assail him vehemently and to cross-examine him about many things, lying in wait for him and seeking to catch him in something they might say, that they might accuse him. For you have taken away the key of knowledge. People in our world today want to take away the key of knowledge, the bright and shining star. They want to take away Jesus. They want to take away love, peace, and hope. They want to take away God's holy word. They've done it, and they did it 2,000 years ago when Jesus is here. Heaven is not on earth, brothers and sisters and friends. I know we're blessed beyond measure in this world with the gifts we have and the things we experience in our walk of life compared to the majority of people in the history of this world. But I plead with us. And be cautious when you listen to rulers and leaders and lawyers today. They want to take away the key of knowledge. They want to take away Jesus, the bright and shining star. They want to make their own rules. They want to tell you sin's okay. Please stand firm in your faith. Please stand firm in your faith. And folks, there's people on both sides of the aisle that are lawyers and Sadducees and Pharisees. I'm not on one side or the other when it comes to this. I'm on Jesus' side. We need to make sure we're on Jesus' side. The bright and shining star. Is Jesus still that bright and shining star that came 2,000 years ago? That star above the manger. Of course, you know, we read these passages in the world's depiction of Jesus in the manger, and when the wise men came and all that didn't happen together, they happened at separate times. They had kind of, the world put them all together. It's kind of like watching the Ten Commandments on TV, and then you read the Ten Commandments, you're like, well, some of that's right, some of that's a little bit of Hollywood. Let us not be robbed by Hollywood and the world. Let's be patient and good students of the Scriptures to recognize 2,000 years ago, Jesus came as a baby. To experience things just like we did. And he came because he loved us. And because he had to die for us. That's a bright and shining star. Someone has laid down his life for mankind, as Brother Tom said this morning. Not just his friends, but he did. Not just the Jews, but he did. For the whole world, for the sins of the whole world. What a bright and shining star. He loves us. He wants us to feel that bright and shining moment in our lives. He wants us to be confident we're going to live forever with him. He wants us to know he loves us. He wants us to know he's never given up on us. And we need to follow him. He is the bright and shining star. Picture them gates. That will be a great time in all of our lives. I don't know about you. You know, I'm getting old. Now, I'm still, I have people say, you're that old, you're so young. I'm like, look, I can't go 10, 12 hours a day. I told you last week or week before last about the floaters in my eye. Matter of fact, I was thinking it was floaters up on the screen. I saw there's one fly up there flying around. I thought, man. When we change in the twinkling of the eye, we're going to see the glory of God, the bright morning star. Be prepared to meet Him by just being faithful. Be a good and faithful servant. Don't be conned by this world. God loves us too much. The bright and shining star, we looked at these things this morning. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. This is small up here, but I take these off. That's okay. But do you still rejoice in Jesus? You still happy that you're His child, that you gave your life to Him? That you're going to live forever? That He's in control? I saw a light from heaven brighter than the sun shining around me and those who journeyed with me. Paul says, man, oh man, I've never experienced nothing like Jesus. We all fell on our knees as we sang on the song this morning. Jesus is still shining that bright from heaven. Is your heart open to Him? But the path of the just is like the shining sun, and it shines ever brighter into the perfect day. The whole body will be full of light, as when the bright shining of a lamp gives you light. Folks, let's make sure that we are receiving the bright and shining star and we don't pass by justice and the love of God and we don't take away the key of knowledge. If you haven't allowed Jesus and haven't committed your life to Him to take away your sins and become His servant and to become part of the kingdom of heaven, we invite you to do that this morning. If you have any other need or want to pray as a congregation, we plead with you to do that now as we stand and sing.